Okay, I'm gonna ride home, and I'm gonna got some things to do. I'll be quick about this, but you don't seem to understand what you did. Now, when you betrayed Hitler and Himmler and the rest of the Nazis, Rumsfeld, Goebbels, when you betrayed Hitler during the Reich, y'all fell into containment. And Hughes became your new supreme leader in containment. I mean, I know you get really jealous. You get really, really jealous. And you betray people. Now, you got even more jealous of Hughes. And you betrayed him. What did you think was going to happen? Rumsfeld, he's dead now. He's out of the process. He's not coming back. His plan, the plan that all of you are doing, is over. It's finished. Done. No more. What you betrayed your leader. Your supreme leader is dead, Rumsfeld. Goebbels, your supreme leader is dead. You betrayed him. You set him up. You gave me access to him. And now him and his little Riddler, male homosexual, sodomite, gay lover, are dead and out of the process. Because you betrayed them. Just like you betrayed Hitler and Himmler. Candace, leading Hitler, completely turned. Because of a sexual relationship with a Mexican guy named David in high school. And Pete Davidson. So, yeah, but, okay. If Candace being confronted with a Mexican lover in ninth grade and a child that she had, Pete Davidson, whoopie, the fucking comedian with all the tattoos that looks like her and Hitler, she wouldn't have turned and bailed on everything if it wasn't true. So the breeding scandal is for sure true. Is without a doubt 100% completely real. They want to know what happened to Hitler. Nicole and Himmler, they don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. He's fucking terrified. But they needed to be confronted. Nicole, Corey, I don't know Nicole or Candace really. You're not afraid of me because you actually know me. They don't know how nice of a person I am. They don't actually know me. They just saw, you know, rampaging fucking Inglorious, the bear Jew killing you. But they don't know how nice of, there's a reason why you're not afraid of me. Because you actually really know me in real life. This stuff's happening in real life. Rumsfeld gets jealous and betrays people. Now, Rumsfeld, I'm getting to my point. You think there's a place for you in what I'm doing? So you betrayed Hitler, caused the fall of the Reich. You betrayed Hughes and caused his death. And you think I'm going to what? Involve you in what I'm doing? Rumsfeld, Goebbels, that is a terrible resume. It's a really, really bad resume. I am not going to involve you in what I'm doing. You're General Hux. We're going to do Star Wars. Okay, like Inglourious Basterds and Star Wars. That's inspiration. I mean, what's happening is happening in real life. But we did make some movies based on the things happening in real life. And they like it when they can see it in a movie. And they go, oh, that's what's happening. And you go, yeah, does that make it easier? Like if you see it being done in a movie? But in real life, Rumsfeld betrayed his leader, and his leader just got eliminated through death. Rumsfeld, your supreme leader is dead. This isn't like when you betrayed Hitler and Himmler, fell with the Nazis, and ended up in containment in America with Hughes as your supreme leader. This time it's out of the process. Goebbels, how many times do you think you can fall into containment? You betrayed Hitler and Himmler, basically caused the fall of the Reich, and you fell into containment. Now you've betrayed your supreme leader in containment. What do you think happens when you die, when you fall out of containment? You set up your Supreme Leader Hughes and you gave me access to him. Your Supreme Leader is dead, Goebbels. It's not like he turned and you get to do the plan. He's dead. So you think that the plan that you're doing keeps going? How many times did I tell you, if you betray your leader, you're also fucked? You think that you can become the leader or keep doing the plan? You killed your plan. Look, whatever you guys are doing with the fucking brothers and the sisters and the whatever you're trying to do, the revelation shit, trying to take the church, I'm just going to kill your leader and take control of your group. And I'm going to change the plan. Large-scale processing. I have a plan, Rumsfeld. Listen, I have a very real plan. And it's you're not going to like it. How's it going? You're not going to like the plan that I'm going to implement. The time of judgment. A large-scale processing based on fair assessments and the criminal justice system. I'm law and order, Goebbels. I'm all about law and order. Crossing my T's, dotting my I's, by the book, following the law, the letter of the law, the rules of the process. You killed your plan. You betrayed your leader. You gave me access to him. You set him up. You prioritized getting rid of Hughes. Did you think you were going to get to keep doing the plan? What are you doing? Hughes' revelations? You guys are trying to be the bride or whatever and the truth and all that shit where it's your story. I'm in charge now. I say what's real. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? Yeah, but, okay. His daughter, he prioritized his daughter getting control so that he could use her to end up in charge, the revelations thing. Which means she spent a lot of time with me since we were like little kids in Little League and shit. Yeah, but she actually, that's why she's not afraid of me. That's why she's not afraid of me. She popped up in a second identity. And I'm not angry about that. I didn't know it was her, but it was just as fucked up. Her evil father put her in that story also. Look, don't worry about me. I'm, you know, professionally, I got responsibilities. I ended up in a super good relationship, you know, better than I could ever reasonably hoped for. And I feel bad for you that your father used you sexually to target me. That's fucked up. That's super fucked up. I'm not mad at you. Look, it's not like actually Star Wars or actually Inglourious Basterds. I'm not actually the Bear Jew. Your Supreme Leader is really dead, though. At some point, you get eliminated from containment. Hughes tried to do his plan. They tried to take control of their plan. Rumsfeld betrayed him, sabotaged him, gave me access to him, and I eliminated him. Your plan's over. All that brother-sister shit or whatever the fuck you guys are doing, that shit is done. Your revelations thing where you're trying to take control, that's over. Your supreme leader is dead. So is his male homosexual sodomite gay lover. Rumsfeld betrayed him. Goebbels betrayed him. Just like he betrayed Hitler and Himmler during the Reich. Well, one of the reasons why they ended up in containment. But this time he betrayed Hughes in containment. What, do you think there's another containment that you fall into? Goebbels. Do you think that I'm going to eliminate Hughes and then he what? Falls to the bottom of containment? He's out of the process. So you think I'm going to implement a new plan that I'm going to involve you in? There's no place for you in this. I'm going to do time of judgment. I got a plan. Great news, everybody. I got a plan. Your supreme leader is dead. I eliminated him. I now have control. The good news is, I have a plan. It's called the time of judgment. A large-scale processing. But it's also the time of judgment for people like, you know, Corey and these other people that you can work your way into this. I will give you a path into the advanced process and a lot of other people. But I'm also going to get rid of a bunch of, you know, evil older bad guys. Well, I'm not going to, Hitler, Candace turned. Himmler's, you know, doesn't want to deal with me. obviously is not doesn't want to deal with me. Apparently is very afraid of me. I guess that interaction didn't go very well from his perspective. So Rumsfeld betrayed everybody. Gruen betrayed everybody. It's why his daughter's the least messed up. Corey, you're not very messed up. I mean, you're a little weird. I mean, you're unique, and maybe you're a little messed up, but barely. Rumsfeld, Goebbels messed up the other really badly. So your father betrayed everybody, did the breeding scandal, did all the betrayals, and you're the least messed up. So you going against him is good. Because other people are going to hate him also, but he's not the worst bad guy. He just did some gnarly betrayals and, you know, got prioritized getting you in charge and certain other things. But I'm a little surprised that you know, Goebbels, that Rumsfeld didn't understand that if you betray Hughes and I eliminate him, that plan ends and I get control of your group and I'm going to do the time of judgment. Law and order, criminal justice system. What do I represent, Goebbels? I represent the criminal justice system of the United States of America and all of the colonization planets that it represents. Criminal justice system. That's what I represent. And I'm going to implement, effective immediately, the time of judgment. A large-scale assessment and processing done by the criminal justice system of the United States of America and all of the colonization planets that it represents. I appreciate you setting up your leader and basically serving him up to me on a silver platter. That was great, Rumsfeld. That was really helpful. But I'm not going to reward you for it. I'm going to process you legally. And Corey, since you're the least messed up, what I need from you, you're obviously in one of those brother-sister situations. So are a lot of other people. I kind of need you to lead them out of it, and I can deal with you. You're the least messed up. I obviously don't get along with Nicole. That's obviously not going to work out. I don't get along with her. I don't know her, and I don't get along with her. Candace, I'm not going to be getting along with her and Hitler. I can get along with you, though. So I'm going to need you to lead some of those people out of it because you're in a similar situation as them. I'm the glorious, you know, the glorious champion that's eliminating evil supreme leaders and all kinds of other shit. They're not going to be real. I'm not going to be real relatable to them. But I can deal with you and you can deal with them and they can relate to you. And you can lead them out of it. I will give you a path to an incredibly, you know, successful professional career in this process if you want. Think it over for a few days. I mean, we're going to continue with these audio and doing stuff, but Rumsfeld, you betrayed your leader this time, and it's got, you know, the consequences are going to be extremely severe. You don't fall into containment this time. This time you fall out of containment. Criminal justice system, time of judgment, legal processing type of thing. You're out of the process now, Rumsfeld. You really fucked up. You really fucked up bad. I appreciate it, but they're not going to be that happy about it. I'll give you guys more information tomorrow.